I would like to welcome to the show Paul Filipowicz. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. And we just heard Riding High. What a terrific song. What can you tell me about the song?
One of my favorite songs off of my Unfiltered album. Well, you know, we travel a lot and play a lot. And this was just a tribute to all of the boys in the band. So and so it's a mover and a shaker. And it's just a fun song.
Well, and you've been doing this with your band for, what, 50 years? Does that sound right? And what keeps you inspired to keep getting out there and doing this?
You know, that's a good question. I'm one of the lucky people that I've known all along this is what I'm supposed to be doing, is playing blues guitar. So, you know, there's a lot of my friends that were guitar players and all that stuff. They, come and play a couple country gigs with us. You know, you can make a couple bucks, or come and play some rock and roll gigs. I go, I'm like, well, you know, I'd rather work a day job than do that, because that's not what I'm here. I'm supposed to be playing this other stuff. And yeah, it's my calling. And I remember the first time I heard it when I was a little kid. And vividly, I can still remember it to this day, that it was calling me. And the guys were, I thought, wow, they are playing that just for me. And I still feel that way when I listen to some of that stuff. And then through the years of me growing up and hanging out so I went and saw the live blues that I possibly could, you know, and I still do. But I got to see Muddy Waters. I got to see Howlin' Wolf. I got to see Albert King and B.B. King and Freddie King and everybody. I got to see all those guys. And every time I saw them, they inspired me. It's my calling. And then every once in a while, I'll get pooped out. And then somebody will do something like induct me into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. You know, and they did that in 2015. And then that was like a real eye-opener that, you know, like, yeah, I guess you're supposed to be doing this. And then this year, then, which is the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame.
So, how did that feel, Paul?
You know, it was... it was very interesting that, you know, when they put me in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, I didn't think it could get any better than that, you know, because Muddy Waters and all them guys are in there, and we're at Buddy Guy's Club, you know, and all of that stuff. But then when we did this one, you know, it was up in Milwaukee, and I looked at it, and, you know, it's like, it's real. This is real, you know. Yeah. This is... what I'm supposed to be doing.
I got to ask you about one other one that I read about. So you're in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. You have a ton of awards that I think are just amazing. But you were also at one point named the best dressed by the Big City Rhythm and Blues magazine. You are always dressed so great.
2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
2 years in a row. And that's with everybody in the United States. And that kind of floored me too, because they got all the big shots. I got to get dressed up for my public, you know.
Well, we're glad you do, because not enough people do that anymore. And it just goes so great with your blues music.
Well, it's kind of like I'm a preacher, you know. I can't go to church without my, you know, without my Bible, you know.
So you come from a musical family too.
Yeah, I come from a musical family, and my dad was a trumpet and cornet player in, like, big bands way long, you know, back before I was born. And my mom taught my sisters how to play piano. And so, we all sang in church. You know, we go to church and sing. And we had an old broke-down guitar that my Jaja got for rent for one of his places that he rented, and so that was my first guitar. One of the things I'm really lucky about is that I'm a songwriter too, and I've been a songwriter ever since I was a kid. I would make up songs and all that stuff, and everybody tell me, shut up, Paulie, you know. And I'd be going, yeah, but I got a song here, you know. and so, you know, it pays off, because I can, you know, I I can come up with songs. You know, I can get inspired and I can come up with this stuff.
Yeah.
And I it's the stories of, it's the stories of my life. I tell stories of my life.
Yeah. We are going to leave with the song Brand New Hat. And Paul, thank you so much again for chatting with me.